I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A bill that would change the way Connecticut's only nuclear plant sells its energy is taking shape at the state capitol. Officials at Millstone Power Station are asking legislators to let them sell their electricity directly to utilities. As commodities go, electricity is unique. It's generated, shot out to the grid, and for the most part, consumed in real time. Kevin Hennessy is with Dominion Resources, operator of the Millstone Power Station in Waterford. As we stand by a buzzing transformer at their plant, he says,
"There's no real meaningful storage of electricity yet. It's too expensive. It's not to scale."
And that's key, he says, to understanding why Millstone sells power the way it does.
So what we do here at Millstone is we actually sell our power forward
to hedge funds and other financial groups. Electricity prices can be volatile, subject to supply, demand, and the weather. So at Millstone, a baseload generator that's online pretty much all the time, they guard against that volatility by selling power credits today that will be consumed years from now, when prices could be different.
So we like certainty. We don't like the volatility of a spot market.
But as the price of natural gas has fallen, nuclear commodities, at least for now, have become less attractive to hedge fund buyers. So Millstone is asking the legislature for help. They're supporting proposed legislation that would let them sell power directly to utilities alongside renewable resources. Environmental groups say classifying Millstone alongside renewables could temper the growth of smaller-scale renewable power like wind and solar, and other skeptics just want Millstone to open up its financial books to prove that help is needed to begin with. In testimony to the state legislature, Millstone's Kevin Hennessy says other nuclear plants in the region have closed or announced plans to close in the coming years. And that raises the question as to what power source would replace Millstone if it closed, since the plant generates about half of the energy consumed annually in Connecticut. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.